There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time to catch up on the week's Spanish news from El País in Madrid, and Melissa is with us today. Good morning, Melissa.
Morning, Bill.
The story of the day, I guess, is a somewhat controversial one, and this is that Spain will not require coronavirus tests or quarantines for travellers arriving with so-called vaccine passports. So they don't like that name, do they?
No, they've sort of made it clear it's not a passport, it's not a travel document, and it's not a requirement for travel. So I guess the question is, what is it exactly?
Yes. They're calling it, across the European Union, I believe, a digital green certificate.
Yes. So this is the idea that's come from the EU. It's called a digital green certificate. And, you know, just hearing the words doesn't really give you a great idea of what it means.
No.
Or what of the benefits. So the idea is that this certificate will facilitate travel in the EU. So as I said, it's not a passport or travel document or a requirement for travel. And there was sort of a lot of confusion. This idea has kind of been in the works, but no one really understood how it was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But last Friday, the Spanish Health Ministry provided some more details. So what we know is that this certificate is a digital and physical document with a QR code. So when this code is scanned, it checks three different pieces of information. So if you have been vaccinated,
yep.
If you have had the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
and if you have had a test which confirms that you are currently not infected with the virus, so if you have a negative coronavirus test.
Okay.
And so, for instance, with respect for people who have had the virus, you're considered to be immune 6 months after being affected.
Mm.
So the idea is that with this certificate, citizens of Europe can enter Spain and not have to quarantine or take a quarantine test or a coronavirus test, sorry.
Yeah.
And that this will enable sort of, you know, flow of people. Obviously, the tourism ministry in Spain has been devastated by the pandemic, but authorities are predicting that 40 million foreign visitors will arrive this year, which is double the number last year,
wow.
but half that of 2019. So it's, you know, it's an interesting, it will be interesting to see what happens. It's meant to be rolled out in June, but there are still, you know, kind of question marks and concerns about how it will work. So for
yeah.
instance, the kind of safeguard that's been put in place is that an EU state, for instance, could decide to take its own additional measures. So Germany, for instance, could decide any travelers returning from Spain will need to quarantine, which will again obviously have a huge impact on tourism. And the reason why they put this safeguard in there is because of the risk of new variants. The idea being that if a new variant was to appear in Italy or Portugal, the other EU countries could take measures to limit mobility with that country. So the green digital certificate will be in place, but there are kind of these concerns that it's potential to facilitate travel could be limited if these other kind of additional measures are put into place.
And of course, there's the whole question that there is a possible discrimination that could result between people who have been vaccinated and those who haven't or haven't been able to, more importantly.
Yes, no, there is this idea that, you know, the haves and the have-nots, the Spanish authorities have sort of tried to counter that argument by saying, well, most of the people who have had the vaccine are those who have had, who are those who are most vulnerable and sort of potentially the ones who have had the best, those had the worst go of it. So it's fair for them to have some sort of advantages. Also, they're saying that everyone will be vaccinated. It's just a matter of time. But the other concerns are about health. So the vaccines obviously protect you from developing a serious case of the disease, but it's not yet known how much it reduces
transmission. Yes.
Transmission.
Yeah.
So the concern is that you open the doors to people with these green digital certificates, and while they may be vaccinated, they could still be potentially spreading the disease.
Mm.
The risk would be lower.
Okay, interesting. It's coming in, I think, is it June that's coming in this?
Yes, so look out for it if you're planning on traveling in Europe.
Okay, sounds like an idea that's not quite been thought through 100%, but there we are. Let's roll it out anyway and see what happens. People smuggling networks in Spain, and this is how drug trafficking routes are being used to smuggle actual people from the Canary Islands to mainland Spain and then on to other parts of Europe.
Yes, this is a really interesting story. So since December, a special unit of the Spanish National Police called the Network Investigation Brigade has conducted four operations into these people smuggling mafias. Now, this brigade is just made up of around 100 officers, but it is the only force in Europe that is exclusively focused on tackling people smuggling. And, you know, it's a very difficult task, the officers say, because, you know, there are lots of moving parts. You have to fit, you know, connect people together, people who often try to flee, with documents, money, shipments. But they have, you know, had lots of success by working with informants as well as police in the home countries of where people are being smuggled. And the kind of big conclusion from all this work is that people smuggling networks are no longer in Africa. They are in Spain, specifically in the Canary Islands. So kind of some of the discoveries that have come out of these operations is that they're operating in some surprising places. So, for instance, in the Canary Islands in Gran Canaria, there was a barber shop. And for, you know, many years, it was just a normal barber shop.
Right.
But when the, you know, I think we've talked about this before, the kind of lots of migrants started to arrive in the Canary Islands. There was a huge amount of kind of demand to leave because the people who arrived were kept in sort of in holding places. They weren't allowed to travel to mainland Spain because of the coronavirus. And so this a married couple, which owns the barbershop, saw an opportunity here and started to use their shop as basically a front to smuggle people. So
Crikey.
People would come in, you know, they have a registry book of like hundreds and hundreds of names, which obviously when people coming in to get their haircut, what they wanted was a trip to either mainland Spain or to other parts of Europe. They kept this system. They would charge between 1,500 and 2,000 euros for a trip. They worked with a travel agency even, and this agency provided fake documents, fake passports if needed, and these passports would be recycled. So a member of the organization would go with the person being smuggled, you know, using that passport,
yeah.
And then when they'd return with that passport ready to give to the next person who wanted to be smuggled. And so we have on the one hand the barbershop, which is a very, I suppose, kind of low kind of ground organization. But then drug trafficking networks have also been marshalling in on this because they have the whole everything set up, you know, to transport drugs. So transporting people is kind of, the you know, it's not much of a leap. Police also found that some of the people being smuggled were tasked with then shipping the drugs. So not only were they the cargo, they were, you know, being pulled into, you know, to criminal activity. And there was so much business. This was one of the things I found most interesting about the story. The volume of people smuggling was so great that it was even being done remotely. So not even in Canary Islands, there were groups working in Murcia who had set up their own own networks to start smuggling people.
Wow, amazing, amazing. An innocuous barbershop, who would have thought?
Yes, I wonder if you would go there for take your haircut and perhaps realise something was...
Yeah. Short back and sides and a couple of immigrants, please. Very odd. Very odd indeed. Okay, and the last one is the Spanish ski resort, which is allegedly turning a blind eye to climate change.
Yes, this, this I thought was kind of an interesting story because, you know, obviously there's so much news about climate change, the global warming, of the risks that there is a ski resort. It's the Cela Ski Resort in the Aragonese Pyrenees, and it's decided to extend its ski runs by 23 kilometres. And it's a proposal that's caused a lot of controversy, mostly because, you know, the initiative was put forward back in 2008. They wanted to build 5,000 houses, but the locals in the area voted it down and it seemed like it was sort of dead in the water. But then, flash forward to 2021, and the resort, it has revived this project and is going to begin work in summer. But the concern is that based on the reports of the climate reports in this area, the climate in these mountains is actually rising more than the global temperatures, and that, you know, if you look at how much snow there's been each year, every year there are fewer days with snow on the ground, which, you know, obviously will impact the skiing season. And particularly, you know, with respect to altitude, so where, for instance, you might have found snow at 1,500 kilometres, now you'll just find rain is what the meteorologists are saying.
Yeah.
And so is it worthwhile having this, you know, huge project? Another kind of part of the project that's quite controversial is that it will extend into this, you know, this kind of untouched valley where lots of people live, and in order to you know, expand into this area, they need to expropriate people's homes. And the locals, a lot of people have already sold their lands. Others are sort of have taken the issue to court because they're saying, well, if this was a train or if this was some kind of public works that would benefit everyone, you know, we would understand and, you know, have the need to leave our homes. But this is a private company that wants to, you know, extend its ski scopes. It doesn't perhaps meet the requirement for kind of a public project. But then there are other locals who are really keen for this to happen, who say this is going to be good for the economy, that depopulation is a really big problem, but with skiers, and not just skiers, but kind of this expansion problem program will allow other sorts of activities like hiking and so forth that will boost the economy in this rural area. But it's obviously caused a lot of concern with the environmental organizations who say that this type of project, you know, nowadays, knowing that temperatures are rising, knowing that there'll be less snowfall, it doesn't make sense to allow this project to go ahead, particularly when you consider how kind of intensive, water intensive it is to make fake snow. So fake snow needs to be made, it will be, you know, kind of more costly and more of a drain on the community. So it's a kind of an interesting glimpse at the two contrary sides of the climate debate.
Yeah, absolutely. More on that and other stories, if you just Google El País in English, you will find it there. Melissa, thank you. I've got this lovely mental picture in my mind, but I think I'm wrong, that you have a herd of goats where you are now broadcasting, ready to be taken out onto the mountains, because I can hear the little bells jangling, but I'm pretty sure it's just a bracelet.
Oh, I wish I was looking out at a herd of goats. I can look out the window just in case, but no, this would be my breakthrough.
What a lovely mental picture. Melissa, broadcasting in a herd of goats from Madrid. Melissa, thank you. We'll speak to you next week, same time. All the best to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.